The government has requested the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to allow it to restore the 25% income tax rebate for teachers and researchers, which was suddenly imposed on educators after tax authorities awoke from a deep sleep. Separately, the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, has missed its 7-month tax collection target by a wide margin of 470 billion rupees. The FIBR for the 6th consecutive month failed to achieve its January tax collection target of 957 billion rupees. The authorities missed the monthly target by 86 billion rupees despite achieving 29% growth in a struggling economy. As a result, the tax collection shortfall during the July to January period widened to 470 billion rupees. Setting the wrong target is the key reason behind the constant shortfall, coupled with a slowing economy and weak enforcement. The FIBR also faces serious capacity issues, which is evident from its recent move to fully charge income tax from teachers and researchers. After remaining quiet for almost 2.5 years, the FIBR started serving notices to educational institutions in December, demanding not only the full income tax charge but also the recovery of arrears from July 2022. The government had granted a 25% income tax rebate to teachers and researchers, but the FIBR began sending notices claiming that the rebate had been withdrawn effective July 2022. Authorities stated that the rebate had been deleted from the law in 2022 and that the FIBR only became aware of it in 2024. On January 14, the FIBR sent a notice to the principal officer of the National University of Science and Technology, NUST, with a threat. Titled Intimation Regarding Discontinuance of 25% Rebate in Respect of Full-Time Teachers and Researchers, the FIBR stated, "You are allowing a 25% rebate of total tax liability, which has already been discontinued through the Finance Act 2022, with effect from July 2022. It further stated that NUST was required to collect and deposit the full tax liability of a teacher or researcher and recover the arrears from their payments. In case of non-compliance, recovery proceedings under Section 161 of the Income Tax Ordinance shall be initiated, and tax liability along with default surcharge shall be recovered from the withholding agent," the FIBR warned. Sources told the Express Tribune that Finance Minister Mohamed Aurangzeb asked the FIBR to take up the matter with the IMF to restore the rebate. The FIBR has contacted the IMF, which appeared lenient and agreed to restore the rebate, according to government sources. They added that there is a possibility the finance minister may announce the rebate's restoration when the tax laws amendment bill is approved this month, pending a vote in the National Assembly. The Federation of All Pakistan Universities Academic Staff Association, FAPUSA, has condemned the FIBR's decision to discontinue the 25% tax rebate for researchers and full-time teachers.